Hello, Sendai。 外国語情報番組多言語放送局の時間です。この番組は仙台観光国際協会センティエが英語、中国語、韓国語、優しい日本語の4カ国語で毎月トピックを変えて情報をお伝えしています。今日の担当はアメリカ出身のタイラと、
ニュージーランド出身のデイジと、
インドネシア出身のアジズと、
台湾出身のジュンカです。
今月のテーマは世界の祝日です。今日は英語でお送りいたします。 Hello and welcome to Hello Sendai. Every month we broadcast seasonal topics and information to you from Sentia in English, Chinese, Korean, and Easy Japanese. My name is Tyler and I'm from America.
My name is Paige and I'm from New Zealand.
My name is Aziz and I'm from Indonesia.
My name is Jun Ka and I'm from Taiwan.
Today's topic is holidays from around the world. So we actually have a pretty big group today. We have 4 whole people here. Thank you very much for joining us all today. We are having some wonderful weather today, and we actually had some very early cherry blossoms this year, which is, I hope everybody had a chance to see that outside. So luckily we find ourselves here in Japan, and I'm sure you've all have noticed since you're living here, but Japan has an awful lot of holidays. Some are similar to ones that we might have in our home countries, and others are quite a bit different. So I just want to go around the table right now and just ask each of you what your favorite Japanese holidays are, and what do you find particularly interesting about them. So why don't we start from Paige? Which one do you find the best?
I find 2 particularly interesting, and that's Midori no Hi, so Greenery Day, and Umi no Hi, because Japan does have a lot of greenery and a lot of ocean, because it's an island country. I find it really interesting that they celebrate sort of the diversity of nature, and that people get to take a day off to appreciate both of these things. Mm-hmm. For example, the sea, I think people have maybe quite a different relationship to the sea than what most people would have. It's both the giver and the taker, mm-hmm. unfortunately, but to be able to celebrate things such as nature is, I think, a really wonderful thing.
So how about Aziz? What do you find the best here in Japan?
For me, as an Indonesian, especially of Javanese descent, and as a Muslim, I have one holiday that I find hits very close to home and has very fascinating values. That is the respect for the age day. Yes, every third Monday of September. Now, I think not only does it have a very rich and unique history, but it also has some very interesting values towards it. So if you guys don't mind, I'd like to talk a bit about that history. So at Hyogo Prefecture in Japan, there's a very small village called Nomadani Mura. Now it's called Yochio though, Yachio. And there's this village chief called Kadowaki Masao. He believes that when we respect the elderly, we can achieve their wisdom. And using that wisdom, we can create a better world. Now because of this, he made some sort of meeting to respect those elders. So some sort of festival. Now this festival is actually based on a very interesting Japanese legend. This legend is called the Yoro Waterfall, that itself is a very famous waterfall in Gifu Prefecture. What makes this waterfall very interesting is that the water that flows from it is said to turn into sake. So the same as in Christianity, how Jesus can turn water into wine. The sake used from this waterfall was given towards the elderly as a sign of respect, especially during the 7th and 8th century by the emperor at the time. And so I think that this particular holiday shows how we should give respect towards the elderly, how we should pay respect to them, because not only have they brought us to where we are now, but through their wisdom, we can create a better world in the future. So not only as an Indonesian, a Japanese, who holds these values very well, very strongly, both as a Muslim, I feel that Japan's use of this day to respect the elderly is, well, very fascinating for me.
So lastly, Cho, what is your favorite holiday that we have here in Japan?
Yeah, so Paige just mentioned that she likes Umi no Hi, and I'm going to say I like Yama no Hi, which means Mountain Day in Japan. This holiday is held in August 11th every year, and it was established in 2014. So we can see it's a very young holiday. Actually, I like go to the nature. So I think it's a good way to go to the nature and respect the mountain and see the beautiful scenery. Yeah, actually I went climbing Mountain Fuji on the Yamanohi in 2017, and that was a very good experience.
So now I'd like to go around the table and ask everyone about some of the holidays that you have in your home country. Like, how would you compare them to what they have in here in Japan? And maybe some similarities or differences. So why don't we go back to Paige and ask her first.
In New Zealand, we have quite a few holidays. Most of them are based around England, because New Zealand was a colonized country. But we do have a few indigenous holidays, such as Matariki, which is a festival of the stars. It's the Maori New Year. So we also the Treaty of Waitangi, Tiriti o Waitangi, which is to commemorate the day that the treaty was signed between the British and the Maori tribes. It's kind of a difficult holiday because there's a lot of controversy around it, because people weren't treated fairly during the treaty, and I think there's still a lot of inequalities between both parties. So it's kind of one of those difficult holidays, but everyone does get the day off.
So do you find, regardless of culture or origin, that everybody observes the same holiday? Like, they don't have just Maori-specific holidays or like...
Oh, no. It's a nationwide holiday. Matariki, from I think next year, potentially, will actually become a public holiday. But until now, it's just been something that's been mainly observed by Maori culture.
So what good holidays do we have in Indonesia?
So I think the most well-celebrated holiday in Indonesia is Independence Day on the 17th of August. As Paige said, New Zealand is a colonized country. Indonesia is also colonized. It was colonized by the Dutch for about 300 or more years, and briefly by Japan for about 3 to 5 years. But interestingly enough, Indonesia and Japan's international relations is actually very good, you know, despite this colonization, or maybe in spite of it. And one thing that I think makes Independence Day quite interesting is that it's similar, but also very different to Japan's own National Foundation Day, or Kenkoku Kinen no Hi. Now, the similarities is in the celebration of patriotism, nationalism, right? The love for the nation, and also celebrating the creation of that nation, so Indonesia and Japan. But it's quite different in the actualization, so the actual practice of the holiday. Because I've been in Japan for about 1.5 years. I've celebrated technically for twice National Foundation Day. But when I actually see it being celebrated, the coverage in the media isn't as much as I would expect. There aren't really any festivals or any like big parties regarding this holiday. But in Indonesia, it's actually quite the opposite, because we believe that the 300 years of colonization, which brought finally to the Independence Day, is actually something that we should hold very deeply to our hearts. We should actually celebrate more. And because of that, the whole day is essentially a festival. We have a lot of different events, different competitions, different festivals, different festives, and also there is the flag ceremony.
So how about in Taiwan, what sort of wonderful holidays we have there?
Yeah, so I find there is a holiday in Japan which called Children's Day in May 5th, and which is called Tango no Seku in Japanese. And we also have that kind of Tango no Seku in Taiwan, but we celebrate the holiday in the May 5th of the lunar calendar. Yeah, so different from Japan, we celebrate Tango no Seku by eating rice dumplings, and there is a dragon boat. We will sell the dragon boat, and it is very interesting. But in Japan, they call it Kodomo no Hi, which means Children's Day. So they cherish for the children's happiness and hope them to grow up very well. But in Taiwan, we don't put that as a Children's Day. We just celebrate it and sail the dragon boat.
So lastly, we've talked quite a bit about different holidays from Japan and also from our home countries. But if you had the opportunity to create a new holiday in Japan, what type would you like to make? So maybe starting off with that page.
Maybe it already exists, but Neko no Hi. Maybe. I love cats, so I'd love to see a Neko no Hi where people get to celebrate all of the joy that cats bring us in life. Maybe it's kind of a simple holiday, but I think that everyone, maybe if you have an allergy, I'm very sorry, but everyone should be able to enjoy the joy and love that cats bring to our lives.
So lastly, Cho, what would you like to see created in Japan as far as a holiday?
Yeah, so I found that Japan has national holidays in every month except June. So I would like to make a holiday in June. And actually, there is a Tsuyu no Hi, which means rainy season day, because in June there's rainy season, and it's very inconvenient to go outside. So in that day, maybe we could just stay home and chill, relax.
That's good. That's something I was pretty surprised by. We have quite a bit of rain where I come from in America, from the state of Florida. But even when I came to Japan, I was still really surprised that really for just like that few weeks span, it does rain just about every single day quite a bit. I think we're a little bit more lucky here in Sendai as far as the amount that we get. But it was certainly quite a bit of change because you really can't go out and do that much. And it really is a good day to just kind of stay home and chill, as you put so eloquently. Yeah. So that is certainly a good idea. So lastly, we have some announcements from Sentia. Sentia will soon be accepting applications for the second period of the fiscal year 2021 Subsidy for Citizens International Exchange Projects Program. Sentia offers a subsidy to cover some of the expenses for projects involving internationalization or multiculturalism that are planned and carried out independently by citizen organizations. Please apply if you are planning an international exchange event. Second application period runs from Monday, May 3rd until Monday, May 31st, excluding weekends and holidays. This period will only be available for projects held between July 2021 and March 2022. If you are thinking of applying, please first inquire by telephone or email. Application is limited to nonprofit organizations for citizen groups that actively hold events in the Sendai City area, which have more than half of their members living, working, or studying in Sendai City. The maximum subsidy amount is 100,000 yen, but the total amount will differ depending on the contents of the project. Inquiries should be directed to the Sendai Tourism Convention and International Association, otherwise known as Sentia. They can be contacted by telephone at 022-268-6260. So thank you very much for joining us this month on Hello Sendai as well. We'll have some good topics for you next month, and so please be sure to tune in next month as well. Thank you very much.